From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It's news, information, and me, Luke Burbank. And you.
And me too. I'm Allison Stewart. It's Monday, December 10th, 2007. Can you tell I'm the youngest child? Me too. Me too.
Can you tell I'm the oldest? It's all about the Burbank. Well, Ron Paul, you've done it again.
Amazing. Amazing. Ron Paul has his own campaign blimp.
Which they are going to, they're launching it today. I think they're flying it up to D.C. Is that the plan?
Yeah. And it's actually not from the Rand Paul campaign. It's from some of his super supporters, the same people who arranged that that day. November 5th, I think it was, when he raised that huge amount of money in one day. They've got him a blimp. It's starting in North Carolina, going to drift northward towards the Capitol. What's it going to say on it?
Is it going to say, who is Ron Paul? And it's going to say, Google Ron Paul. And the third, which I think is great, it's just going to say, Love Revolution. Ron Paul, what can't you do?
Sounds like a Prince song in there somewhere.
Coming up on the show today, we are going to talk politics. Oprah on a plane. Oprah was all over the country this weekend, not in a blimp, but on a conventional aeroplane, pitching for Barack Obama. A lot of people turned out. We're going to try to kind of assess what the scene was there and what the political impact might have been.
And we're going to introduce you to a culture you might not know that much about. It's the Rama culture. The story coming from Southern California, where these people who are Romani people, some people call them gypsies, which they don't like being called very much. Well, they have their whole own internal judicial system and the way that they live their lives and govern their lives. But now some of the younger members of the culture are actually going to the U.S. court system to handle disputes, and a lot of people fear it is going to disassemble the culture. So we'll learn a little bit more about the culture and about this particular case of fortune tellers going at it over turf.
Bill Wolf will be here, Allison's husband. He'll be on the phone because he's in Los Angeles.
I haven't seen him in days. I don't know what he's doing.
A weekend in Las Vegas, enjoying times with Lennox Lewis, watching big boxing matches. The life this guy leads.
Yeah, I know. Rubbing elbows with Denzel and Angelina.
We'll also get...
He's still got to clean the cat box when he gets home.
We'll get Corva Coleman with today's headlines also in just a moment. First, though, here's today's BPP big story.
They came to church to worship, came to church with their families to worship, and what happened today was a real tragedy.
That was Reverend Brady Boyd, senior pastor of the New Life Church in Colorado Springs, where a black-clad gunman shot five people. One of them died at the scene, another died at the hospital. A security guard shot and killed the suspect, who police believe was also involved in a similar shooting just 12 hours before at a missionary training center 80 miles away in suburban Arvada, Colorado.
In that first incident, early Sunday, the gunman walked into the Youth with a Mission dormitory shortly after midnight and asked for shelter. He was turned away by two young staff members cleaning up after a Christmas party, and then he pulled out a gun. Two people, 26-year-old Tiffany Johnson and 24-year-old Philip Krause, both died in surgery after the shooting. Two others were wounded.
Police in Arvada searched through the night for the shooter, but meanwhile, police now suspect that same man traveled to the Colorado Springs Church. That's a megachurch founded by the controversial preacher Ted Haggard. That church had beefed up its security after hearing about the Arvada attacks. The shooter charged in the building with a high-powered rifle and opened fire on the hundreds of parishioners who were leaving the 11 a.m. service.
Arvada Police Chief Don Wick would not give details about the shooter since the case is active. Early this morning, police started searching a home in suburban Inglewood, about 15 miles south of Denver, that they said could be related to the Colorado Springs shooting. They're looking for any evidence that might explain the attack.
The Arvada Missionary Training Program, Youth with a Mission, does have a small office at New Life Church's World Prayer Center, but a mission spokesperson said that the two offices are not connected. That is the BPP's big story. Now here's Corva Coleman with even more news.